a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 1st. God's word to you today is the redeemed. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 1, verse 2, and it says, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. What God has in store is for all his children. Imagine it is Sunday morning and your family is preparing to go to church. Does it ever cross your child's mind that he or she will have to ride the bus to church when you have a car? Do you know why? It never crosses their mind because they are part of your commonwealth, the commonwealth of your family. They understand that they have a share in the commonwealth. Jesus says, except you are converted to be like these children, you cannot even enter into the kingdom of God. What Jesus is telling us is our understanding of a father-son relationship and our embracing of the same must be like that of little children. Children do not second-guess anything. Daddy's car is our car. With spiritual things, revelation is everything. You cannot access power beyond your revelation. You cannot access anything in the spirit realm beyond your level of revelation. If your prayer exceeds your revelation, it is stored up for you. The day you get the revelation, heaven will release it. You need to know what God has in store for you, his child. Every human being is a part of the Adamic line. We have what is called the Adamic nature, because that is our lineage. When Adam fell, God threw him out of the Garden of Eden, but God promised to send a Messiah, and the Messiah would come through a man. To fulfill that promise, God called Abraham out of his father's house. God promised to make a nation of Abraham, who at the time had no children. The kingdom of God, represented on earth, started with the nation of Israel, and that was way before the church. Today, the kingdom of God represented on earth is the church. At Sinai, the nation of Israel told Moses they did not want to have a one-on-one relationship with God. They chose Moses to be their mediator. He was to hear from God and tell them what God wanted them to do, so they would do it. That was how the law came into being. The Mosaic law, the Mosaic covenant, was a branch out of the Abrahamic covenant. They retained the Abrahamic covenant, but they branched out with the law. When Jesus came, he cancelled out the Mosaic law on the cross of Calvary. The Bible spends a lot of time explaining this in the book of Romans, Ephesians, Galatians, and Hebrews. The old covenant, the Mosaic covenant, not the Abrahamic covenant, is gone, and the new covenant has come. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for restoring me to God's original plan and his promise. I declare that I will have full access to God's commonwealth by the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.